So,
but
Adam,
I liked that intro.
Adam,
so
you know, Adam, there's a phrase that you need to say to start this show.
But Daniel, I hate that phrase. I don't like to say that. I think we need to come up with a new damn phrase.
Really, really? What phrase exactly would that be, Adam, that you need
me
to...
You are not going
to
trick me, Daniel.
I'm not trying to trick you, Adam. I'm just trying to do what we just did in rehearsal. Then I forgot to record. No, I didn't forget to record. I started and then I stopped.
We're going to change the phrase, let's kick this pig.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by Sudafed. When you need to take some kind of medicine to free up your nasal passages so that you could breathe and, you know, live, you should really take some Sudafed. But don't buy too much, or else the government will think you're making meth. Or something like that. Check them out at Sudafed.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a relieving discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Sudafed free... Oh, fuck. I am joined by the Sudafed free state of Arkansas. By the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
Hello, Daniel. How are you?
Deja vu, baby. Deja vu.
I don't even know what I said.
I honestly, I didn't have that written. I think I got most of the words right. I didn't write it down the first time. So
I'm doing good.
Excellent.
Thanks for asking.
Excellent.
How are you?
You know, as you might have been able to tell, I'm sick and blah, blah, blah.
You're crabby.
I already said that before. I said that I was sick and everything. And I was sick enough that I fucked up and I hit the stop button and then I had to start
again.
You know,
surprisingly enough, and what? I know I said this before, but I'm going to say it again. I am hardly ever sick. But I'm a
You know, I'm sick all the time, Adam. I can't help it. I'm always sick. I'm a sicky, sick, sick.
For someone who had zero sick days last year.
Zero.
I am constantly thinking that I'm dying. For instance, I have a couple of blemishes on my body.
Really? I was unaware of this.
I could swear, and I probably should go to the doctor, actually, but I'm a hypochondriac that's afraid of the doctor, and I happen to never get sick. Anyway.
Have you seen on our Facebook group? You can see that Baron Frosty, I believe, is getting his medical degree for Halloween. He's going to be Dr. Ebola.
Oh,
and
I did see that. Yeah.
Perhaps you could go to him. Perhaps he can... He can help you with the blemishes for sure. He can pick those things right off.
I think I have melanoma.
Probably you do.
In multiple places. And then I saw the other day that there's this cancer that happens if you let your skin cancer go. You get lymphatic cancer, I think you can get from that.
Yes.
It can spread into your lymph nodes and then you have cancer all over. So if there's a message on Facebook tomorrow that I have dropped over dead,
yes,
I want you all to know that I had lymphatic cancer.
Here's my question. Who would send the message out?
That, but this is...
No, but who would send the message out on Facebook? You said if there's a message on Facebook tomorrow that you killed over, who exactly would send that out? Sydney? Or did you train your dog to use the Facebook now?
This is how much of a hypochondriac I am. I have a script programmed that in the event of my death...
That if you don't answer, if you don't respond to it in a timely manner, that it just tweets out that you're dead.
And there's a select case statement in there.
Yes.
That that checks for different types of things I could have died from. So you know, so it'll say. It actually into that IFTTT that I use for the Twitter.
Yes.
And it just checks every now and again, and then it'll tweet it out.
Excellent.
Facebook it, everything.
Excellent. Well, there you go.
Anyway, I am glad that you're getting better. I am so sorry that you were ill. You don't know how sorry I am.
I
didn't even know, because we only talk when we record.
I left work on Saturday. By the way, before I get to that, let me just say this right now. It is 10:16 p.m. on a Tuesday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing. We are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of a live chat room audience. Adam, who is in the chat room with us this evening?
We have Crone, Joe Batance, Carrie, Kathy Bacon, RT Cruiser, Mags, Mean Keen, Nico, That Blue Jeans Guy, Trixie, Cosmic G, It's All About John Ong, and Oscar, our favorite listener.
That's right. Number one listener of the DI Plus.
That's right. We don't have that contest, but I just officially made it, made him it.
Congratulations, Oscar. You were the number one listener to the BFO, not to the
that
BFO.
That is correct.
What the fuck am I trying to say? I don't know what I'm trying to say.
Looking for something.
No, I was. I didn't have the soundboard. I was just making sure I had the soundboard. Yeah, I do. All right. No, what I was going to say is I left work on Friday. So I, if you recall from a previous episode, previously on DI Plus, I lost my glasses.
I don't remember those.
I lost my glasses on a roller coaster previously.
Oh, yeah, I do remember that. I do.
So Thursday evening, I had my optometrist appointment where I was getting my prescription updated so that I can get my new progressive lenses. So I was doing, and my throat started to hurt on Thursday. And I was like, oh, this doesn't feel like a nighttime sore. So this feels like a real sore throat. Like this is going to be something bad. And so Friday morning, I got up and I went to work, which was a mistake because I just became a gushing fountain of snot. It's just like no matter what I did, I could not stop my nose from just like running all over everything. And it was horrible. It was just, I was just, you know, like projectile mucusing. Which, by the way, Mucinex, really? You're using a mucus character as a logo? Really? I mean, like, that's your mascot?
But how was your throat?
A lump of mucus? No, my throat was sore, and so, I went, and so I left work. Now, here's the problem, Adam. This is what we call, I'm going to coin a phrase here, something that's never been used before. I'm going to call this hindsight. See, isn't that clever? Hindsight, seeing back.
I've heard something about 2020.
No, it's I don't have 2020, I wear glasses. But anyway, the thing is I left work and I went home and went to bed and like took some, you know, I bought some Halls and some zinc lozenges and some Halls cough drops and stuff. And I went home and I just fell to bed. But here's the thing. I work for a hospital.
Yes, you do.
We have a clinic right there that I could have just walked over to and had someone like say like, oh yeah, you need to, you know, take some Sudafed and you know, you need to, you know, do some stuff here. Let's check you out and whatever. No. I went home. I fell asleep on the couch and then it became too late for me to call my doctor, which is my sister-in-law back in Florida. So I had to wait until the next morning to call her. Right.
Is there some kind of, you know, conflict of interest or some kind of thing, having a family member as your doctor? Because they could just, you know, write you a script anytime.
Ooh.
Script.
Script. Prescription.
Okay.
Yes. Hello.
Hey, DI Plus boys. This is RC in Madison, Wisconsin. I just wanted to report a celebrity death, and actually in the middle of your show. But anyway, it is the John from Secretly Timid. His cat is such a celeb. Like, really, well, you're procreate, so you know what I mean. And
no, you're cutting out.
It's really sad that he had to put her down, and it sucks. And I feel really bad for him because it's a shifting friend of you, and I don't think he saw it coming. But anyway, I love John. I love Secretly Timid. I love Pride 48, and I'm John. All right, bye.
He just loves everything. He loves it all.
He sounded like he was partaking in something.
Well, it is RC.
While listening to our show.
It is RC.
I don't know what.
All right, so he was actually calling to report that John's cat, John from Secretly Timid, his cat Delilah, he had to put Delilah down. And so he was calling to report that.
Okay. Yeah, you win.
Excellent. So put in RC from Wisconsin down there for John's cat. And a very, a heartfelt condolence. Not John Hart doesn't listen to our show. But John, if you did listen to our show.
John's sexy, though.
I'm sending you out a heartfelt condolence for Delilah.
I would even say maybe, you know how we have that smoking hot.
I don't have it, but
somebody has a thing for Joe that they say smoking hot Joe.
Yes.
We could say smoking hot John.
Smoking hot John. John of the blue tattoo. But no, so John, you know, as someone who owns, well, not owns, but as someone who is a parent of a 19-year-old cat who I don't expect to last many more years.
I have a question about your cat.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I've seen pictures on Facebook recently.
Hold. Don't forget where you were because I wanted to get back to that topic, but just go ahead. And so you've seen pictures recently on Facebook of my cat.
Don't forget where I was.
Yeah. You would ask a question before the death phone rudely interrupted you.
I don't remember what I asked.
Oh, I remember where you were. So just you go ahead.
So you
go ahead with your question.
Where I was.
Go ahead with your question and I'll take you back.
I've seen photo evidence.
Photo evidence.
On Facebook,
yes,
that you have this thing that you call a cat house. That is clearly a cardboard box, mister.
It is. It is. You know, cats.
You could invest in an actual.
No.
They make them.
No. Now, what? Now, you know, new fathers, Waylon and Bradley, who also don't listen to this show, but they will soon find out that, you know, you can buy all kind of toys for kids. And this goes the same for animals. You can buy them all kind of pre-bought toys and everything. But they really just like boxes and pots and pans and stuff, really. Honestly, that box, I bought a new chair, the one that I'm sitting in right now. And that box was the box from that chair, and they just claimed it. They just went and, like, claimed it, and they, like, lay in it, and so I put a little shelf in there for them, and they love it, so.
You know, that's ironic, because I was watching Shark Tank the other day.
Yes.
And there were these, this dad and son who started a business selling sticker kits for kids to make things out of boxes, like right. airplanes and cars and whatever.
Right.
And the whole thing was, the shark said, we'll invest if you actually start including the box in the kit.
Well, there you go.
Anyway.
No, RT Cruiser in the chat room is trying to give us shit. RT Cruiser in the chat room is trying to say, I thought no animals. Because apparently he called and like, and, you know what? Delilah was not an animal. Delilah was someone's child.
A family member.
That's right. Not some Hollywood pet. Not some Hollywood animal. It was someone's child, you heartless Aussie. Anyway, so where you were, Adam, is you were talking about doctors working on family members and that I might be
yes.
unethical, that might be...
She might give you some stuff that you shouldn't have because
you're
her.
You know, you do realize that doctors are regulated by, you know, they could lose their license if they were to be writing prescriptions out for people.
Well, I know.
I'm just saying, no, that doesn't happen. My dad was my doctor growing up. There is no law that says you can't... There's an ethical... It's not an ethical thing. It's one of those... it's an advice thing, right? Like, if you were a surgeon, you probably shouldn't perform surgery on your child because you are too emotionally attached to that. Like, if they started to lose their vitals or whatever, you might freak out and, you know, not be able to maintain your focus and save them. But as far as, like, general doctoring goes, like, diagnosing the fact that, oh, yes, you have a cold and here, take this medicine or whatever. No, there's no restriction on any of that. So.
Okay. Well, good. Are you feeling better?
I'm starting to feel better. Today was the first day that, you know, that I started to feel a little bit better. But yeah.
Well, I'm praying for you now that I know. I am praying for you. It will all get better.
Right. I had to mute there so that I didn't make a disgusting noise on the show. Anyway, and not because of your thing. I was some excess mucus there. But, you know, let me ask you this question, Adam, because, you know, I was listening to the Whatchamajigger, that show, that Secretly Timid show. Did you listen to the Secretly Timid show? Yeah. This is normally the time of the show, by the way. This is normally the time of the show.
Throw me under the bus.
This is normally the time of the show where I ask you if you've heard the latest episode of It's All About Me, but they decided not to do an episode this week because they don't care about their audience. So I'm just saying, I was listening to the Secretly Timid program today. And near the end, there was this thing that came up about these twins. So John, who we just spoke of, said that his most disturbing porn that he'd ever seen was the Bellamy twins because they're identical twins and they live together and they sleep with each other. And he found that creepy, like incest was creepy.
I think that's awesome.
And well, here's my thought. Here's my question to you, because, you know, we're very, sexually liberal folks here on this show. I don't really have a problem with that, because the only thing about incest, the only thing that makes incest icky and wrong, is the fact that you may produce some kind of offspring. It's like, you know, brothers and sisters.
Absolutely,
and
I agree with you.
Sons and daughters and whatever. It's like, to me, it's just like two brothers who have no chance of producing an offspring or whatever. It's like, they're identical twins. What is, honestly, think about this. Here's a metaphysical question for you. What is the difference between identical twin brothers sleeping together and someone masturbating?
Wait. I don't get the connection there. The difference between someone masturbating.
Right. I don't have a twin. What's the difference between me masturbating and two identical twins, clones of each other, sleeping with each other?
Okay. But now I don't have a problem with this. I think it's hot, and I've seen photos of them, but I've never seen the actual videos.
Right.
So I can't.
I'm being told in the chat room that it's the Peters twins. So let me Google that real quick.
I have seen photos, and I knew at one point companies were shying away from having actual sex between two twins. So what they would do is they would put them in the same scene, but they would have a third person, and then like one twin would fuck the person, and the other twin would like get sucked off or something.
Oh no, so I've seen these guys before. No, they don't. Yeah, they actually fuck each other.
Okay. Anyway, and we don't even know that they're twins. No, I do know
they're twins. They are identical twins. It is impossible for them not to be twins. They are identical twins.
Well, that's true. That was a stupid statement that I made. They look identical. So.
There you go. There you go. RT Cruiser brings up a very good point in the chat room. What about people that perform autofellatio? What's the difference between identical twins having sex and someone performing autofellatio?
Okay, come on. First of all, I have no problem with it, but your argument is flawed.
Wow. How is my argument flawed?
Because even though they're identical twins, they are two different people. They have different DNA. They are two separate beings who happen to be brothers. They look the same.
Mm-hmm. So if that's a bad analogy, then here's a better one. What about conjoined twins masturbating? They have two torsos, they're joined at the hip, so they only have one penis and one pair. So if they're two different people, but they share a penis. Now, is them masturbating? Is that incest?
No, it's.
What if they kiss each other?
That is a TLC special. That is nothing. I don't even know.
All right, great.
I have no words.
I was hearing that on the way home today, and I was just like going, oh man, I wish I could have been on in that conversation. But they do their show at like 3 o'clock on a Sunday, and I was just dead to the world 3 o'clock on a Sunday. So I
couldn't. Who does a show at 3 o'clock on a Sunday?
Oh, every Sunday on Pride48.com, Secretly Timid does. That's who does a show.
They
on,
do
exactly. So where's that thing at? It's right there. Sorry, I had to turn my head and cough. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys, RT Cruiser again. Seventh Heaven star, Sarah Goldberg, dead at 40.
Sarah Goldberg. Do we know Sarah Goldberg?
No.
Sarah Goldberg? You don't know Sarah Goldberg?
Is she a cat?
No.
Is she John's cat?
No, she's not.
she's John's cat.
She is an actress. From Seventh Heaven, I was told, I believe. She was in the movie The Dark Knight Rises.
Okay, sure. RT Cruiser, I'm surprised he hasn't won any money.
Right.
Because I don't know. We give him, what was her name? Sarah Goldberg?
Sarah Goldberg, yes. I'm following this fascinating conversation in the chat room where Joe Batance is just, I guess, trying to make digs at Joey or something. And Joey's just...
He's just in our chat room to talk to Joey. That's the only reason. He's not here to listen to us.
Honestly, would you be?
That Joe Batance.
No. I was corrected on that. We got it wrong. I meant to make a correction about this at the top of the show. It's not that. He says this.
Well, that doesn't work in this situation.
No. He says no. But that's what he says. He'll say it's like, this Adam Burns. This Adam Burns. He thinks that he's, you know. So you what you need to say is, this Joe Batance.
So this doesn't mean that I'm skipping the other two topics that I have on the Trello, even though you put nothing on the Trello, but I'm going to start with
this
one.
I have been sick, sir.
Since we're talking about Joe Batance. So last night, I'm on a call for work, and Joe Batance messages me out of the blue.
Yes.
Now, first of all, I want to say, especially since Joe Batance is in the chat room right now, that I feel honored when someone of the stature of Joe Batance text messages.
Wait. You're just annoyed when I text you. So,
right. You're not of the stature of Joe Batance.
Wow.
Anyway, so
who knew that a membership to the Magic Castle was that much?
And he says, I'm in a Pride 48 mood.
Yes.
I'm bored.
Yes.
And I've tried to talk to two other people who have dissed me. Can you entertain me? This is basically the Cliff's Notes version of what he says.
Yes.
And I'm like, I'm in a meeting. And he says, who in the fuck has meetings at 10 o'clock at night? And I said, anybody who has, who has resources in the Philippines and they're, whatever. Mm-hmm. So we have a text message conversation. But I was just, I'm kind of hurt because he says, well, I was trying to talk to Joey and Joey was pissed at me. So he stopped responding.
How can you tell?
And then, well, that's true.
How could you tell if Joey Buhager was pissed at you, really, honestly?
He says, and then I tried to talk to Mike Lawson. And I mean, they never talk. So
right, and Joe,
like,
this is what Mike Lawson said. He's like, Joe, I feel like you texted me so much that I don't have time to respond to it. So I'm not going to talk to you anymore. Goodbye.
So they never talk. So I was like third on the list. So he's like, okay, I have to talk to someone in the Pride 48 family. And I can imagine him, like, you know, scrolling through his list of names in his phone. Oh, well, okay, I have Adam's phone number. Mm-hmm. So I'll text message him. Mm-hmm. Right. And he's in the chat room saying he only has three Pride 48 numbers. And I was
one. He has my number. That means he has four Pride 48 numbers.
Well, maybe he doesn't consider Mike Lawson a Pride 48 number.
That's
I don't know.
That's probably
anyway, so we had a nice conversation, though, while I was having my meeting. While I was having my meeting with the Philippines, I was explaining to Joe what a suck pit is.
Oh, you know, I was going to call into their show and explain to them what a suck pit was. No, now go ahead. Tell me what your definition of a suck pit is. I'm sure it's correct, but I just tell me.
Yeah. Knowing me, right? I have never, I've seen one, but I'm not a big glory hole person. But basically, usually the way it happens is it's a round room, but not always, but generally.
The one that I went to was not a room at all. It was a tent set up in a backyard, but it was during a leather party. Whatever.
Okay,
but it doesn't matter. Yeah.
Anyway, I've seen even just a one platform in a room,
right,
which I would consider the same thing. But basically, it's a glory hole, but or a set of glory holes where the people who are doing the sucking are in the room, like down in the pit.
Yes.
And the people who are getting sucked are standing around the edge.
Yes.
And sometimes there's like a banister. So the ledge is slightly raised from the pit so that the cock is at the level of the mouth.
Right.
Without anyone having to get in any weird positions. Sometimes it's a full wall separating you, and sometimes it's like a banister or like a ledge, so the person being sucked could look over into the pit and see who was sucking.
See, now the one at the leather party was much more elegant than that. It was actually an enclosed thing that you went into, like a room that you went into, like a small room that you went into, right? It was very dark, and it had glory holes at different heights all across the, you know, on all four walls. So I'm going to say it was a room probably about maybe 10 feet by 10 feet, you know. And then on the outside of the room, there was a raised platform so that the people could actually stand and set their drinks on top because it was completely closed in. So there was, like, imagine a box, like a complete box, where the people inside could, you know, stand up, or most of them were on their knees. But and then there was people standing around the outside, right? And they could put their drinks down on there, and they could see each other and carry on a conversation there while they were getting
well.
Home.
You need to be
and
able to
was,
put your drinks
there was
down
stuff,
and carry
there
on a
was
conversation.
There was stuff going on, you know, not only, you know, there with the people getting blown, you know, the people on the outside, the obvious stuff that would be going on, right, which is the people on the outside getting blown. But then there was stuff going on inside the dark box also, and you know, in between the people who were waiting to take their turn. It was crazy. It was crazy.
There are others. Sorry, Carrie. Carrie is in the chat room.
the one time that Carrie comes back from her vacation is the show that we talk about the twins fucking and the suck pit. Great.
Carrie listens to our show. So that blue jeans guy is trying to explain to Carrie that we're not normally this explicit.
Right,
and I think Carrie knows because she's listens to like
no,
every
Carrie,
episode
Carrie
of
has
BI
been
Plus.
Yeah, Carrie has been with Dubious Intent before it was Plus. So she was back when
I'm
she was
the
Carrie,
plus, by the way.
Yeah, back when she was Carrie in Germany. And she listened to us when it was Alden and Ann and I. So
anyway, I had a lovely conversation with Joe.
Oh, are we going to? Apparently, the host of Pride 48 2015 says that we're going to have one at Pride 48 2015.
A suck pit.
Apparently, we're going to have a suck pit.
We should announce that on the State of the Station.
We should do that. Anyway, it was. I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to tell you this right now, Adam. It was hot.
Pit?
Yeah, this was back when I was in my 20s, right? This was like this leather party that I went to and everything. It was really hot. It was pretty hot.
I've had a lot of sex in my life.
I was on the inside of the box, by the way.
I'm going to say.
Just in case you were curious. Thanks for asking.
I'm glad I know that information now. I've had a little bit of sex.
Really? You seem so pure and innocent.
Depending on who I'm talking to, the number is different. Actually, I have no idea what the number is. But yes, I have experienced many, many, many porno-like situations
right
in my life. So anyway.
Oh, I see. Carrie, by the way, Carrie says that we're fine. We're no worse than normal. It's just that Ethan was listening. So now Ethan, you know, she's having to shield him because Ethan is going to be going around going, sack pit, sack pit, sack pit. He's going to.
Sorry, Carrie. Let us know when Ethan is listening right, and we'll, you know.
Maybe we should just do in a show. Let's just do our show entirely in euphemisms now.
Right.
Anyway,
so anyway, you have nothing in the Trello, so I don't know if I should go on or if you have something.
No, I cut you off mid-sentence, so please, I do not want to cut you off. You were in the middle of saying something. Go ahead. What were you saying?
When?
Just now, you said you had lots of sex in your life.
No, that was it. I was going to, I'm saying we're done with this topic. Did I Skype?
Maybe. I don't think I heard the end of it, though. Hello. Yeah, hello?
Hi, guys. This is Art Steen with Pat and calling to say Mark Bell, a producer, music producer in Den.
Yeah?
Sad news, actually, he died a week ago, but I guess it's just publicized today. So that's my entry. Bye.
Was he calling from a suck pit?
I don't know. I think it's, is it Mark Bell?
Mark Bell. I've never heard of him.
A Depeche Mode producer.
Let's go and see what we have here. If I do Mark Bell,
so here's what I Googled: Mark Bell, music
LFO.
Producer,
oh, he's the founder of LFO and Bjork producer. He produced Bjork.
I don't think a producer is famous,
but he was a founder of LFO. Wasn't that a group?
LFI, no.
They were an influential techno music duo. LFO.
I'll let you decide. I decided the first two.
You know what? I'm sick. I'm hopped up on drugs. It's all right. There we go. Congratulations, RC. You got your second entry into the contest this evening.
We're being so lax.
We are. Now, you know what? Now, Batance is showing, is reminding me that I was going to throw shade at the station, and I absolutely am. But you took the time to write things down on the Trello, so please go ahead.
Okay. Well, so I'm gonna throw out this next one. This is not funny at all, and sometimes we say things on this show because we're not really a comedy show. We're like, we try to be funny and we fail. So I'm just gonna say, here's just a life thing. And maybe I've mentioned it before, but I listen to a lot of podcasts, and occasionally
have you noticed that everyone hates their co-host? They all like,
do you hate me?
No, I'm just saying we're the exception. We actually like each other. It's just like everyone else is just like, oh no, fucking that fucking Mike Lawson or fucking Joe Batance.
I'm hoping it's an act. Yes, I have noticed that, but I hope it's an act.
Damn,
I hope they actually love each other.
That cunt poodle McNoodle. By the way, this morning
poodle McNoodle
this morning, he wasn't. Let me dig this up. Go ahead. Go ahead.
So I listen to TED Talks.
Yes.
And I was listening to, I was reviewing some TEDx talks, which are not actually, they're not officially associated with TED.
Right.
But they are similar talks. And there were a couple on career. And I got to thinking about career, and I've known this for a while, but they say that you should follow your passion. And I have a couple of things here. First of all, I am in a job.
Yes.
That I find mildly interesting.
Okay.
Only mildly. But it was the closest thing to interesting I could find that would make money enough to have the kind of life that I would like to have, or at least close to it.
Yeah.
But here's my dilemma here. I have two dilemmas. First of all, they say follow your passion.
Yes. Follow your passion.
My first dilemma is I have no clue what my passion is. Okay. I don't even know how to. I am like, I've said this many times. I am a jack of all trades, master of none. I have 5 bajillion different interests in life.
Yes.
And I don't know. But when something becomes a job.
Yes.
To me, it automatically becomes uninteresting and boring and work. So no matter what it is, if you said, okay, Adam, podcasting is going to be your job from now on, because this is a hobby, so I must enjoy it. It probably would become oh my God, I got to do another show, you know, something like that, right? Trumpet. I was majoring in trumpet. It became horrible. I hated it. I didn't want to play. I like had to practice because it was something I had to do.
Yes.
So I think anything, any of my interests, if you said, okay, Adam, that interest that you are passionate about is going to be your job now, I think it would take the fun out of it. So that's my first dilemma. My second one
I disagree with that. I mean, yeah, deadlines suck, but that's just life. Deadlines suck. It doesn't mean that what you're doing is unenjoyable or you don't like anything. It's just...
But I mean, okay, I think that being an automation engineer, whatever you want to call me, is probably not my passion in life. Like, like I said, it's mildly interesting and I make good money. So I decided to do it because I can do other things. I can travel and I can go to nice restaurants and, you know, afford a house and all that kind of stuff on right. The money that I make. But I wouldn't know how to pick something that I was passionate about. And if I did, would it just become work?
So look, you know, look at Batanz. Right? So Batanz makes sandwiches, right? That's what he does for because that's his passion.
He tutored people.
No, he makes sandwiches for his mom, right?
So
That's like he loves making sandwiches. Now, I don't think at any point in time that's ever just like he's woken up and just been like, you know what, fuck it, I can't make another goddamn sandwich. He's like, now maybe if it was like one of those like, you know, oh, you know, I have to have 15 sandwiches by the end of the, you know, by the end of the next hour or whatever, and he had to like step up his production, then that's a deadline and that might temporarily suck, but that doesn't take away from his overall, you know what, I enjoy making sandwiches, whatever. I love programming. I love creating something out of nothing. That's what I do. It's my whole thing. And I love working as a programmer. It sucks when I have a deadline and I get rushed and then I'm like, you know, oh shit, this thing is broken and I've got a deadline and I got it, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But that's a temporary thing. It doesn't mean that my job sucks. It just means that this one bad week or this one bad day or something happened. And that's just life, right? I mean, it doesn't matter. If you did nothing, you would still have bad days and bad weeks.
Okay.
All I'm trying to say is don't buy into the whole thing that like if you do something that you love that every single day is going to be a fucking utopia. It's like it's
no.
I'm just saying you're still going to have, it's still life. You're still going to have bad days and good days or whatever. It's just that your overall quality of life, if you're doing something that you enjoy, then it's something that, you know, the money will find you. If you do something you enjoy, the money will find you. Is the whole concept of it.
Okay. So here's the bottom line.
I'm waiting for the bottom line.
Automation is not my passion. But it was interesting, and it involves writing some code.
Yes.
So I did that, and I make money at it. Right. So it's fine. I don't know what my passion would be. So I was just thinking, you know, even if I try, if I said, okay, I'm going to stop doing test automation now, I don't know what I would do. I love to travel. I love technology. I love podcasting. You know, I love playing my trumpet.
Maybe you could combine all those things.
I like talking
maybe you
in front
maybe
of
you
people.
Could travel. Why? Maybe you could travel and play the trumpet in different places as a podcast.
Yeah. Well, anyway, so I'm just saying I was watching this. Maybe anybody can send in ideas, but that's I was looking at career, you know, stuff, career TED Talks, and I thought, yeah, if I knew what that passion was, and I, you know, but I won't stop doing what I'm doing to make $0 to do something I'm passionate about.
No, but maybe you'll set some money aside instead of frivolously wasting your fortunes on stuff. Maybe you'll start setting money aside in order to save up so that you could, let's say, take 6 months to a year off and pursue something that you wanted to do. Because you are, whether you like it or not, you are in that position that you could do that. You are in the position that you could set. You have enough disposable income that you could, if you wanted to, say, you know what, I'm going to cut off going out to eat for the next 6 months or whatever in Mittensire. We're just going to save up and stuff so that by the end of like next year this time, we could take 6 months off and I could go and pursue my love of playing trumpet and podcasting while traveling and eating.
Yeah. Well, I got to pay off some debt first. But anyway, that's all I wanted to say. Career, you know, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
I just found that it's not funny. But that's what I thought about this week. That was what went through my mind.
You were being very introspective this week. Apparently.
I was. Well, TED, you know,
that's
TED
right,
Talks.
TED.
It just
damn
makes
that
you
TED.
Think about yourself.
Damn that TED and his talking. What the hell? I don't even know. By the way, you could listen to David, that Blue Jeans guy. He's got an entire series on the things. Hello, who is this?
Yeah, hi guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Marion Zeldes. Tony Award-winning actress, dead at 86. Bye.
Who does he come up with these things? Marion Zeldes?
He is, you know, it is kind of irritating that he's sending them via email now, because I have this nice script that downloads all the voicemails, but that's fine. But
Marion Hall Zeldes was an American stage, film, and radio and television actress whose career spanned 7 decades. She was elected to the American Theater Hall of Fame in 1995. So, you know, what are you going to do? Somebody must
Marion
know her.
Zeldes.
Someone. Yeah. Someone.
One thing he's doing is he actually writes, he names his file the name of the dead person.
You know, nobody cares.
Well, he's trying to be helpful.
He is. He's trying to be helpful, and yet you dog him on every single show. Excellent. So there you go. So that was your career path. All right. So here I have to get to the thing that I was going to get to here. But first, I wanted to say this. Did you hear Fatty this morning?
I'm caught up, so I must have.
If you get a chance, go and listen to the BFO 1753.
No, I'm serious. I listened
I'm
to
telling,
two
I'm not,
fatties
I,
today.
Okay, well, I'm just trying to tell you that because Poodle today, he didn't even try. He didn't even raise his voice. It was literally just a conversation with himself. It would be like watching like that Howdy Doody guy. Remember the Howdy Doody guy, like Captain Bill or whatever his name was, and he didn't talk without moving his mouth, but sometimes the camera would still stay on his face while he was talking as Howdy.
And I never watched that show, but
no, he was on the Hollywood Squares or some shit like that. And I'm sure you can Google this YouTube thing, but what I'm trying to say is this morning, Poodle McNoodle he wasn't even trying.
I don't recall. I listen to podcasts while I'm working. The only thing I recall about Fatty, and I listened to two episodes in a row while working. So the only thing I caught was he's retiring and his new boss may want to hire him to consult.
Yes.
After he retires. That's about all I remember, to be honest. He probably went by the P.O. box or got some groceries or some chicken bazooms or something. I don't know. But all I remember is he's going to be a consultant.
Right.
For the
I'm just trying to say, I can't find the clip because I don't have it marked out, but I'm just saying. Poodle McNoodle didn't even sound like Poodle this morning. It was just horrible. It was horrible. Horrible. Now,
and he made lemon. He's making some of that lemon soup.
Nobody cares.
Sent him someone taught him how to make last year. And because it's getting cold again, he's going to make some of that lemon soup.
Oh, it's getting cold. It's getting cold in South Carolina.
Balsamic or something. I don't know what it was. Lemon soup. Chicken and lemon.
It's just lemon soup. No, it's just lemon soup. He literally just took some lemons. Here's what you do. You take some lemons and you cut them and you put them in some hot water. And I call that lemon soup because that's what we had. Lemon soup. So did you know what happened this past week on Pride 48? I don't know if you were aware of this or not, but last Wednesday evening, the boys from the Catching Up program did a little Catching Up After Dark.
I knew it happened, but they have their show inconveniently on a night when I have orchestra rehearsal. So...
Now, before this, I need to point out that Joe Batance did name drop me as a friend of the show, which I was very, very happy about. I was an official FOTS, a friend of the show, Daniel Brewer. So it's like, I was a FOTS. I'm very, very happy to be a FOTS. But, so they did their little Catching Up After Dark, which I missed because I was, doing something. And then I came up.
You were sick?
No, this is pre being sick. And then I came upstairs just in time to catch the shade of the station where they promised that they were going to throw some shade. They promised that they were going to take Pride 48 and they were going to just throw some shade at Pride 48. This Joe Batance, he like maybe said two things about somebody. So he made like two statements about somebody being dead, two podcasters that were dead to him, and a third that he won't name, but two podcasters were dead to him, and he said he named them by name. I won't repeat it. You can go and listen to it somewhere, I'm sure.
I don't know,
but here's the thing. But then he spent the next 30 minutes apologizing for it. So it was kind of like one of those, like, I'm going to say this horrible thing, which really wasn't that horrible, and then I'm going to spend the next 30 minutes backpedaling and basically, like, softening it and whatnot. It was...
I will have to listen. I can't believe
Here's the thing.
Backpedal.
The shade, it was just impossible for there to be shade because there was just too much light. You know what I'm saying? There were no shadows being cast anywhere. There was no shade. It was just... exposed, and it was just sad. It was just really sad. It was like Mike Lawson, Joey Buhecker, and Joe Batance, and they managed to get off like three things, and then they apologized for them. So there you go.
Well, maybe they learned from past experiences from us that if you say anything on the stream, it will bite you in the ass for 3 months afterwards.
Exactly.
So they're like, oh my God, that thing that Daniel said, we've got to apologize right now. That's otherwise, right. We will be banished from the Pride 48 community.
Right. But Mike Lawson isn't around, but Batance and Joey, they're in the chat room right now. And they're like trying to say no. I'm just saying.
Well, Joey said he apologized. I have trouble listening live. I listen to everything recorded. My life is
busy. I was in the chat room. Mike Lawson was repeating the lines that I was writing in the chat room. I was in there as, I had a cute name. What was my name? Oh, Crystal Bethany was my name. No, Crystal Methany. That was what it was. I was in there as, that was my pseudonym. And I would throw out a good line and then Lawson would read it back. So it was fun. Anyway, I'm just saying, he's like,
So are these going to be recurring?
I don't know.
Or was it like a one-time deal?
Yeah, all right. Well, they're in the chat room. Let's ask them right now. Is this going to be a recurring thing, or is this going to be Joey hates Crystal because I made a dig at Joey.
Did Joey go, who is that Crystal Methany? Who is that?
Right. Shaded the station is recurring, says Joe.
Banisher. Banisher, I say. I am the queen of Pride 48. You will not go to Vegas.
Excellent. Let's see who's next on the... I don't even know what we're doing now. Where was... Oh, we were right here. Yes, hello.
Hey, Adam and Daniel. This is Joe in Austin.
Smoking hot Joe.
I'm calling to let you know that Kilmer Cattrall, inventor of the Jerry Curl, has died. Thanks, bye.
For a minute there, I thought he said Kim...
I
thought he said Kim Cattrall, but I don't think that he said Kim Cattrall. What did he say?
It sounded like Kummer Cattrall. I don't know. I don't know.
Kummer Cattrall.
Google transcription was no help.
Died. Kummer Cattrall. I don't see anyone here that has died. Cattrall Collier died.
You need to write inventor of Jerry Curl.
Oh, was that what it was? In the inventor of Jerry Curl?
Yeah, inventor of Jerry Curl.
I can find it that way. Let's see. The Jerry Curl, which is spelled with an H. No, that was Jerry Redding.
I don't know. Yeah, I have no idea. I have no idea. I don't think that's a famous person. Some person who worked in a salon.
Oh, so sorry.
Right?
So sorry. Yeah.
Some like salon technician or whatever they call them.
some salon technician. I don't think they call them technicians. I think they call them hairdressers.
You know, speaking of salon technicians.
Yes. That don't exist. Yes.
I took Sydney to a salon technician today.
Sydney is your dog, for those that don't know.
Yes. Not much to say about that other than my mom. I want all the hair in on her head to go up in a ponytail. And
yes.
My mom decided while I was in Vegas that the hair was flopping down in Sydney's eyes and she couldn't keep it up in a ponytail because she decided to cut the hair above her eyebrows. I was so sad.
So she basically gave your dog a what's her name? What's that name from the models, top model show? What's that bitch's name?
Jo Gunn?
No, the main lady of the America's Top Model. What's her name? I have two photos. What's her name?
Top model. It's somebody in the chat room will know. It's that black girl.
Yeah.
That black woman.
Yeah, is that black woman.
Black woman.
Exactly, Adam. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Carlos. It was Tyra Banks. It was texted into me here. It was Tyra Banks. So they basically gave Sydney a Tyra Banks cut, is what you're trying to say.
Yeah, well, I don't know, but all I know is my mom, I come back and Sydney has these like 70-year-old man eyebrow looking hair, like covering her eyes because mom has like cut it. And I was so sad. Anyway, I took her to the groomer today, but I told him, I want to let that grow back out. I don't know what to do. So the groomer finished. I said, just don't cut that because I'm gonna try to let it grow. It's gonna be horrible. It's gonna look bad, but I'm gonna let it grow, and just trim the rest, whatever. So I took a photo of her afterwards and I sent it to Mark, and he says, "What's wrong? She looks weird." And my feelings were hurt. I was like, well, I couldn't do anything because mom cut her hair and I didn't want him to cut it. So anyway, I was like being like super self-conscious about how Sydney looked.
So while you were telling that lovely story about Sydney going to the groomer and Sydney with her with her hair and your mom, Joe and Joe in the chat room have been going on about they're now practicing for what they're going to talk about in the next Shade of the Station, which is apparently what the taco truck woman said about you in Vegas in Spanish.
Oh, I didn't know anyone said anything about me.
Actually, we had a recording of it, and I have it right here. Do you want to hear what she said?
Sure.
And I will always love you.
Yeah, right. Anyway.
She said I was gay. Hello.
Quit reading. It doesn't. You gotta wait until the next Shade of the Station. You just wait until the next Shade of the Station.
There were a group of fags there. I wasn't the only one.
They barely had any content whatsoever. So don't take away what little content that they might have for that show. I'm just trying to say I'm really pulling for that show. I really am. I'm pulling for them. They're like the
I bet they have thousands of listeners.
They probably do. Just like Shaded Tristan, they have thousands of listeners. Oh yes, hello.
Doobies and 10 plus.
Yes.
Death phone.
Yes.
Drum Major Kev.
Hi, Kev.
Jan Hooks, yes. SNL and Designing Women alumnus, has died at age 57.
Aw.
Aw, poor her.
And we're walking. Excellent.
So
I'm sorry. So, Jan Hooks, yes. K-
Who was that?
Can you say adobe?
Who was that?
That was drum major Kev.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Which, by the way, congratulations, drum major Kev and his husband Brian, here in Connecticut, for their adopting their son DJ.
So yes, congratulations, and Jan Hooks. Yes, of course she is deserving of $2, but she is a replacement for Charlene.
She was.
Jean Smart.
Yes.
So she was like the cousin.
But Jean Smart's not dead.
No, I understand, but I'm saying the original cast of Designing Women.
Yes.
And they started.
Oh, wow. You like, say that again, because you were completely locked up during that.
Oh, they kind of jumped the shark when they brought on those other people. So they brought on, you know, so Suzanne Sugarbaker, she left.
I'm curious, Adam. Do you actually know what the phrase jump the shark, where that comes from? Do you actually know?
I don't, but I know what it means, kind of.
Okay.
It's iconoclastic. They brought on all those other people. You know, they brought on the annoying blonde chick
Julia Duffy, yes.
Yep, when Suzanne left. Mm-hmm. And they brought in Jan Hooks when Jean Smart left. Mm-hmm. And then they brought in Bernice, who I hated. Well, okay, Bernice was there for the original cast as well, but I never liked Bernice. And then they brought in BJ, as Joey said, who mm-hmm. I liked, actually. Mm-hmm. But there was not really a need for her because she didn't really replace anybody. Mm-hmm. Anyway, Jan Hooks, $2. That's fabulous. Congratulations.
I cannot wait till the next Shaded Station. They're working out the script there in the chat room. I'll tell you that right now. It's like...
The only other thing I wanted to say about Sydney is I left her at my parents' house today after she got her grooming uh-huh. on her spa.
Got her grooming on, yes.
She's been doing really well. She hasn't had accidents. She never has accidents here. Like, I walk her twice a day. She's fine using the bathroom on the floor. That's what I'm saying. And
I was unaware that's a euphemism for shitting on the floor is having an accident.
So I go into my parents' house after work today, and they have a dog, and then I have Sydney, and they're both jumping on me, and I sit down, and I'm talking to my stepfather, and I'm like, I smell pee. What? Why do I smell pee? I smell
Which
pee.
Which we know from the Catching Up program you're really into.
Not dog pee. And I don't like the smell of it. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So somebody has peed on my leg.
Yes.
And I think it was Sydney, because sometimes
either Sydney, the other dog,
or Shane,
or your stepfather.
Well, my stepfather didn't jump on my leg. It was the two dogs that jumped on my leg. So I was really irritated, though, and kind of disheartened, if that is the correct word there, because she's been doing so good. And she did use, like, 3 or 4 months ago, she had this habit of pissing on things if she got excited.
Right.
And so I'm assuming Sydney peed on my leg. I was really irritated about that. Sad.
The news.
So, all right. So these will suck as usual, but I'm just going to read them anyway.
What? So, why do you do that?
Everyone hates this. Segment,
why do you? Do,
I'm just going to.
Then.
No, I love it. Because that's then, why.
If you love it, then don't the start news, it off by saying this sucks.
The news segment is my passion. All right. So WTICT.
Oh shit! Sorry. I had a premature Dora. Sorry. Go ahead.
That's horrible when you have a isn't there medicine for that?
Please
that
call a
could prescribe.
Please call a doctor if Dora persists for more than 3 hours.
It's 4 hours. But anyway, WDIC-TV reports that Bristol police were dispatched to the DoubleTree Hotel on Monday night after receiving a disturbance call.
Yes.
Authorities say 30-year-old John Thornton of Southington grabbed a mop from a female employee and used it in an aggressive mopping style for her shoes.
You're all over the place on that. He uses it in an aggressive... That's where we lost you.
Okay. Used it in an aggressive mopping style.
Yes.
Over her shoes.
Uh-huh.
So basically he was arrested for mopping...
A woman's shoes.
A woman's shoes.
That's here, now, that's he here did, in Connecticut. That's what an exciting state I live in. That is news. Someone aggressively mopping women's shoes.
Yeah. Now he did forcibly push her into a corner.
And he was masturbating at the same time. But no, he was arrested for mopping her shoes.
That's what the news story says. So they found the woman crying in the corner when they arrived to the hotel. And he was arrested and charged with aggressive mopping.
Excellent. You just think the headlines are funny.
I do. We could change it to, instead of news, it could be headlines.
All right, go ahead. What's your next one?
So the next one.
Yes.
Is, I'm bringing it up right now. The owner of a parrot that spoke English with the British accent says the bird went missing for 4 years.
Hello, governor.
What kind of a parrot that speaks with an English accent?
Yeah, so there's a parrot that
here's my thing. Here's my thing.
What?
Here's my thing. Parrots don't speak English. Like, parrots don't naturally speak English, right? They're just mimicking things back that they hear. So, of course, they're going to speak with an English accent if a person with an English accent taught them how to speak.
Well, sure. But, you know, for all intents and purposes.
Yes.
Iconoclastically, it's speaking English with a British accent.
It's very haphazardly thrown together there.
Sorry. Anyway, so this bird spoke English with a British accent. It went missing for 4 years. Or maybe I should say for 4 years.
That's the only reason you picked the story, so that you could say that one line.
No, it wasn't. Anyway.
And it came back, and the bird came back and went, please, sir, may I have another?
No. Oh. So the bird returned 4 years later, speaking Spanish. And asking for someone named Larry.
Or as they say in Spanish, Elario.
Correct. That's it. That's the story.
I don't even know.
The British bird.
Yes, a British bird that now speaks Spanish.
Now I have one other news story that I didn't put on the Trello. God.
Yes.
It's not really funny, but I just wanted to mention it because I don't think most of us would think
Wait. That implies that those two were funny.
Oh, shut up. You laughed. I got you to laugh. So this one isn't really for comedic purposes necessarily. But anyway, details are beginning to emerge from some high school football team.
Yes.
That had a hazing scandal.
Yes.
So according to this report of this newspaper, they had accusations of sexual abuse among the members of the program.
Sexual.
That sparked criminal investigation by local county police. So basically what would happen, a parent told them, is that they would have all this hazing. They would turn off every day. The senior football players would turn off the lights of the locker room.
Yes.
And they would hold down a freshman football player.
Do you know how many porns start this way? Like, do you know how many, like, I could just right now, just like a Google search would tell me there's at least 50 gay porns that start this exact way.
Well, that's what I was going to say. So they hold down this freshman player in the dark.
Yes.
And a finger is forced into his rectum.
Rectum
hell. That's
what
they say in this story.
Rectum hell. It damn near killed him.
Then, occasionally, they actually pull the finger out and stick it in his mouth.
All right, now we've narrowed it down to at least 25 porns. So we've gone from about 50 porns to about 25.
So they've suspended the entire football season because...
You boys aren't going to get to play no more football till you learn to quit keeping your fingers in your own butts in your own mouths.
Because they're having a gay porn in the locker room.
In fairness, perhaps they were trying to do a fecal transfer. You know, like maybe one of them had a really bad, you know, that gut bacteria that's like untreatable by antibiotics, and the only cure is to actually have a fecal transfer, a transplant. Maybe they were trying to do that. Maybe the sports ball dude. What's the main dude called? The quarterback. Maybe he had gut bacteria and, you know, in the explosive diarrhea. And maybe I have nothing.
Maybe so. All I'm going to say, I'm sure it was very traumatic for people. But
now, why don't you take the link that RT Cruiser just put in the chat room and use that next week for our thing. But go ahead. Okay. Go ahead. It was very traumatic. But what?
I'm sure it was very traumatic for people, but it sounds like a beginning of a gay porn. Most of us would not have any problems with that happening. So.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta!
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
Okay.
Happy birthday.
this. I just saw you. I just saw you move. You were dancing there to the Dora song. The Dora song that you purport to hate.
I was looking at myself.
By the way, are you chewing gum? Did you bring enough for the entire chat room? Because,
Yes, I did. Just, I have a whole pack.
That is just
rude. Chewing gum.
Oh, my God. What the hell? Mike Lawson just got in the chat room. What the hell? It's the entire Shade of the Station cast is now in the chat room.
He's never heard that song at regular speed. That means he listens to us at, like, triple speed.
Right.
But exactly. It does mean he listens to us.
Right, exactly.
Unless he just listens to the Dora birthday song at triple speed.
Maybe he just happens to own that album, and he likes to play it at a fast speed. Anyway, what are our birthdays this week, Adam?
Well, I'll let you guess if I can hit play. Oh, and hit unmute.
This is the theme to Night Court.
Yes, that is correct.
The theme to Night Court, which means, let's see, that was Harry Anderson, Richard Mall, John Larroquette, and the old woman that played Roz. All right, so is it a male or a female cast member?
It is a male.
It's a male. I'm going to go for the obvious and say it's Harry Anderson.
It is Harry Anderson.
Excellent. You know, Harry Anderson is, Joe Batance just pointed out in the chat room, Harry Anderson is a magician. I've seen him.
He started out as one. Yes.
He was like a con artist magician, like a street magician thing. He was quite good.
He is. I don't know what he's been doing since Night Court.
Apparently he's a member of the Magic Castle, which I am going to, by the way, did I mention I'm going to the Magic Castle in November out there?
You did.
Joe Batance is going to be taking myself and Nico and Dr. Wesley Pythagoras Stone and friend of the show to catching up. Cameron will be going with us.
Is Robert going?
No.
Oh.
But friend of the show, Cameron, is going to be going.
Who's apparently going to a bathhouse right before.
while Nico and I are at the Magic Kingdom, Joe Batance and Cameron will be at a different Magic Kingdom.
Right. They'll be trying out the suck pit. Harry Anderson is 62 years young.
That is 0.96 Morgan Freeman's, I believe.
All right. Now, this is a theme song that I have played many times. So I thought I would choose.
You know, everyone knows this. Anyone that's listened to this show, we have been doing this show for what, 4 years now?
I don't know, 3. Yeah,
what I'm trying to say, Adam, is anyone that has listened to this show knows that it's going to either be Family Ties or what's the other one? The other one, Show Me That Smile Again. It's that one. Growing Pains. That's what I was going for. It's Growing Pains.
This is Straight No Chaser, an a cappella group.
Yes. You know, Straight No Chaser is Brian and Kevin and Danbury's. That's their favorite group. They go and see them at Mohegan Sun every year.
Well, this is them. I thought I would be original and pick a different version.
Exactly. All right. So it's Growing Pains, which you love to go to. You just love that show. You love every single cast member of that show. Is it a male or a female cast member?
It's a male who's a Christian.
It's Kirk Cameron, then.
It is Kirk Cameron.
Because I think Ben like went to go do something else. He's like a vegan or some crap like that.
So yeah, Kirk Cameron is 44 years old.
44 years young. You know, he is well.
And Sydney is barking.
Let me tell you this, Adam. This Kirk Cameron. This Kirk Cameron back in the 80s, he was so hot back in the 80s.
He's not now.
He is so fucked up now.
So this next one is going to be difficult.
Yes. It's going to be difficult.
I bet you won't know this theme song, but I'm gonna start with this one. I have a couple of things, so we'll try.
Here we go. I'm ready.
You may not even know the name of this person, actually, but
right, here we go.
Anyway,
I'm
we'll
ready.
Go.
I'm ready. Now, is this a television theme song or is this just a song?
It's a television theme song. And that's it.
All right. Give me a second. Give me a second clue, because I do not recognize that.
This is a movie trailer.
Okay.
Yeah? What's your name?
Kim.
Kim, can you move back for me, please? We keep getting complaints of noise and underage drinking. Everybody sit down. We're going to be here for a while. You don't have anything sharp on you that I can stick myself with.
Stop right there.
Because I do.
Stop right there. So was the first theme song the theme to 21 Jump Street?
No.
Oh, shit. I thought maybe because I was trying to figure
out
these
voices. But I
think
you know what the next one was.
Was that one that you just played?
Yeah, what I just played. What movie was that?
That was 21 Jump Street, wasn't it?
No.
No. Then I don't know what movie that was. Okay, was that Men in Black?
No. Oh. So hold on.
Wow, busy guy.
You're welcome to stage, the one, the only.
Magic Mike.
All right, so Mark in the chat room already had it here, Magic Mike. So, all right, so it's Magic yeah. Mike. All right, so it is a member of the cast of Magic Mike.
It is.
So that's either going to be the obvious one, which would be Mr. Whitehouse Down himself. God, I can't think of his name. Or it could be
Tatum Channing.
You know, or it could be that you went with the obscure older one, which would have been the pontificating Lincoln driving car guy.
It's neither one of those. It's the gay one. It's who's really hot.
So he was also in True Blood. He was a werewolf in True Blood. That would be Joe Montoya.
No.
No.
Okay, you don't know this person. So I'll just tell you. So the guy, he's gay, first of all, in real life.
Joe Batant says Matt Bomer.
Yes, it's Matt Bomer. He is in White Collar.
Oh, I know him.
He has really striking blue eyes and a really hot body, and he's close to my age. He's 1 year older than me, and he's also in Magic Mike. And he turned 37 years old, which would make sense since I'm 36.
And now Larry is telling me that Joe isn't gay. Fine, Larry. Just because he turned you down doesn't mean he's not gay.
Joe?
Whatever the John Bantaya, what the one I guessed that was wrong.
Oh.
I'm just trying to
no,
save. I'm just
Matt
trying to
Bomer
save.
Is gay.
I'm just trying
or
to
however
save
you
face.
Say his last
whatever.
Name.
I'm just trying to save face. Whatever. Move on. Move along.
I am so excited about my new book, Extra Lean, the fat burning plan that changes the way you eat for life.
Oh,
Extra
God.
Lean shows you how to get lean with three simple steps. Number one, balance carbs, fat, and protein. Number two,
oh,
eat
God.
Frequently throughout the day.
This is some infomercial guy.
Okay, you don't recognize the voice. Someone does in the chat room, but I will play the next one that will you'll know probably.
I'm purposely not looking at the chat room because it's been spoiled to me
one.
Many times. Yes.
This person was a guest star on this show.
Oh, a guest star on this show.
Got naked on this show.
Nip Tuck?
This is Nip Tuck.
Mario Lopez.
And let me play my last one because I can't resist.
Yes, Mario Lopez.
Yes.
See, I would have gotten that. That's the top one.
It is. So I couldn't find the theme to Extra, which is, I think he's the host of Extra now. And so I found him doing some infomercial for his own book.
I think he was also on The X Factor, wasn't he? Wasn't he the...
Oh, he's been a host of a lot of things. So anyway, so yeah, Mario Lopez, who is extremely hot. I would do that. He was just on The Chew yesterday.
On the what?
That show.
Wait, what show?
The Chew.
The Chew.
The Chew.
Mm-hmm.
And he I don't know what he was talking about, but they made some food and ate. Anyway,
oh my God, Joe Batance just posted a picture of one of the members of Thunder from Down Under in the chat room.
Oh, great. And Mario Lopez is 41.
41 years
and
young.
And he does not look 41. I'm just going to say.
Okay,
I would
great.
Still do him, for sure. Here's the
I'm sure he looks like that naturally. I'm sure he doesn't have makeup on when you see him or any kind of lighting or people do his hair.
He has a hot body, though.
You know, I'm just saying.
He has a hot body. That is not crayon or whatever the black, the I can't think of the name of the markers.
Krylon?
Markers.
Oh, Sharpies.
The Sharpies. Yeah, it's not Sharpie. Here's the last one.
That ho right there sounds like the unmistakable David Lee Roth from Van Halen.
It is.
So it is a member of Van Halen's birthday. Or
it
is it David Lee Roth's birthday? Because, you know, he did
it
have
is.
A... Yeah, all right, there you go. He had a solo career, but he started off as the lead singer of Van Halen there. So.
And, you know, he was hot, too.
In his kind of non-traditional way, yeah.
But he's not now. But pictures of him in his youth look hot to me. I kind of have a thing for that 80s rocker look.
Uh-huh.
The long hair and the abs and the tight pants. I don't know. It's kind of
like any of those, you know, Slayer, Slacker, Slayer, Slitcher, Swinger.
Megadeth, Stinger. Poison.
Are we done? Do we have
Black
more?
Sabbath.
Do we have more birthdays?
59 years old.
Oh.
And that's the last one.
Well, Mario Lopez does not look anything like 59 years old. So
he's 44.
He said 59. All right, well, there you go.
I'm sorry, 41.
All right, fine. There you go. Excellent. I was muted. I just said excellent really loudly, and I couldn't hear it.
I heard you say excellent.
Excellent. Right. Excellent. Let's see. We have a bunch of voicemails. And
can I make an announcement real quick?
Well, we have two voicemails and some email. Yes, go ahead. Please make an announcement.
Someone called at 5 p.m. my time this afternoon.
Yes.
I had already done the calls at that point.
Oh, well, excuse
me. So you will be on the next show.
But maybe someone died. Maybe it was
unless you were a death phone and you lost, in which case are gonna die in obscurity.
Excellent. So we do have a couple of voicemails, but before we get to that, we did get an email from Moose P, who suggested a bunch of podcasts for Robert to listen to. So
you gonna read the list?
No, I'm not gonna, because he like literally Moose P listens to every single podcast in the entire universe. He really does.
He had a list of like 20 or 30 podcasts plus. Like notes about each show,
right? From
it's very
the
thorough.
From the Slate, more conservative news and commentary. I don't think that's. I'm just saying, Gilbert Gottfried's amazing colossal podcast. Let's see, Penn Sunday School. I've heard of before. Jim Hightower. Dubious intent. Wouldn't go for that one. Oh, I see. The Gist is from the Slate. Got it.
I'm sure we sound nice and leveled in a car.
We do. We are car friendly. All right. Speaking of car friendly, though, let's go to our first voicemail. It comes in to friend of the show. Oh, I'm sorry. That's trademarked, isn't it? It comes in from Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Oh, hey, guys. It's Carrie. The live show started about 15 minutes ago, and I kind of feel bad that I'm not there.
Yes.
But this is why right here.
It's Serenity.
So maybe next week, but you know, with a screaming kid, you can't really sit on the computer. Anyways, hope the show's going great and miss you guys. Bye.
Aww,
that's kind of an ironic name for a crying baby.
Serenity. No, but think about this. So this was from last week because she's actually in the chat room tonight. But this is a call from last week, right? She couldn't listen to the live. But I just want to say we are the very first podcast that Serenity has ever called. She didn't call us All About Me. She didn't call it's any true. Of those other. Nope. Carrie made sure that the very first podcast that Serenity ever called. Now in 2072, when Serenity is the president of the United States, that is going to be a Jeopardy question.
Apparently, Serenity was doing some suck pitting of her own while listening tonight.
<was.
laughs> And she has learned all kinds of interesting facts from us.
She has. Serenity now knows that there is no difference between identical twins having sex and conjoined twins masturbating. There you go. Right. That's valuable life, you know, knowledge that she can use growing up. I'm just saying that's going to be, the disembodied head of Alex Trebek will ask that question in 2072. It's like, you know, the president of the United States, Serenity, called this podcast as her first phone call. And then somebody would say, what is catching up? And they'd be like, I'm just saying. That's probably what.
Thanks for calling, Carrie.
Thank you, Carrie. We love you. And we have Smoking Hot Joe. I believe Smoking Hot Joe here has. Now, he said in a message to me yesterday, he said he left two voicemails.
Well, one of them was the death phone call.
Oh, okay. That was already played there. Okay. So here we go. Here we go to the actual. I'm excited about this. You know, he said in Vegas he was going to call. So I've just been waiting. I've been waiting since Vegas for him to call. I'm sure it's going to be great. It's going to be great. Here we go. Yeah.
Hey, Adam and Daniel, this is Joe calling back again. So as directed, Daniel says I promise, but I don't think I promise anything.
Yes.
But as directed, I am calling you.
Yes.
And to give your show a little content.
Yes.
It's been a month since Vegas, and I've been listening to your shows live, and I think it's great. It's something different. pluses and minuses. Pluses.
Yes.
A little criticism. I hope you can take that. I get the behind the scenes look at what y'all kind of do.
Pause it.
Bad thing is I normally listen to shows.
Wait, yes? What? I'm sorry.
The plus has criticism in it?
Yes. The pluses are the criticisms. The minuses are the really bad criticisms.
Okay. Okay, Joe. Thank you. Okay, go ahead.
I was going back to your
little bit. What y'all kind of do. Bad thing is I normally listen to shows double speed, so now I have to kind of like sit there and listen to the entire show, including all the pauses. So here's an idea.
Yes.
Call your live show DI Plus Plus, longer and uncut. I think that's like the perfect advertising for you. I think you can get more people in the chat room. Uh-huh. So yeah, try that for a minute. And by the way, if I didn't get credit for the celebrity death phone for the,
Yeah, you didn't.
Comer Cottrell for the Jerry Curl guy. I don't know what's wrong with you. I mean, our lives have been changed because of the Jerry Curl. So.
But it was somebody named Jerry.
Thanks, bye.
It was somebody named Jerry that invented the Jerry
Comer
Curl.
Comer Cottrell.
Comer
I no
Cottrell.
Comer.
I have no Comer. Idea. Comer Cottrell.
Okay, can I just analyze that call for a second?
Please do.
First of all,
by the way, the host of Pride 48 2015, Joey Buhecker, is very tired, and you do know that right after the show we have to record a special announcement for the state of the station with him, and so I think that was a hint for him to say, "Come on, move it along."
I have to pee first, but then we record.
That's
that.
Fine.
Anyway.
But that was yes. Go ahead.
So he said there were going to be pluses and minuses.
Yes.
He started with what sounded like was a minus.
But he called it a plus.
And then there were no pluses.
No, he said the plus is that, he said the plus was is that he
that
can,
we need to change the name?
No, but here's his thing. He's used to listening to our show when it comes out as a podcast, right? When we're sped up and we have all the spaces taken out
and
it's edited.
Double speed.
Right. And so now him having to listen, it's kind of like Mike Lawson having to hear that Dora song, like drawn out.
I was listening to another podcast today.
Yes.
And they were reading an email. And the emailer said, I always listen to my podcast double speed, or at least 1.5 speeds.
Yes.
He said, I had to listen to one section at regular speed today, and you all sounded drunk. And I totally have to agree with that. I listen to Big Fatty double speed. If I listen to him at regular speed, I want to slit things.
Yeah, if you listen to
it sounds like
if you listen to Catching Up at normal speed, Mike Lawson sounds stoned. He's like
so doubles. If you really are in the habit of listening to podcasts double speed, when you go back to regular speed, it's unlistenable. It doesn't matter what the podcast is. Anyway, that's it.
There you go.
So sorry, Smokin' Hot Joe, that you have to listen to us at regular
speed.
But
thank you so much for calling us Smokin' Hot Joe.
We'll try to talk in double speed. Can we do that?
Did you see the video of him juggling on the internet?
I watched that whole damn video in that Facebook post, and there was no juggling. There was some weird-ass drag queen-looking thing.
It was horrible. But yeah,
there was no juggling.
He was just in it just for a little bit. If you fast-forwarded, you'd miss it. You have to, like, he was just interspersed throughout it as doing a juggling.
No, maybe there were more than one video.
Oh, yeah, no, there's like 20,000 of those videos because they're trying to raise money for this.
So I saw the first one. I did not see the one with the juggling.
Can I play us out of the segment, please?
Sure.
All right, great. So we've got to, so here's the thing. Keep your eye, not your eye, because that would be stupid. Oh, no, you know what? No, keep your eye on the Pride 48 website, because there is an announcement coming in the next couple of days about the dates for the Pride 48 2015. As I alluded to, we're going to be recording a short State of the Station right after this show. Not live on the stream. We're going to be recording it, and then it's going to be released on the Pride 48 State of the Station feed. We're also announcing the dates of Pride 48 2015. So make sure you get your stuff all done and all ready to go to Pride 48 2015. That's what I'm trying to say.
Okay. I will. I'm ready. I'm ready already. I don't have my... but you know what I want to say?
I don't. If I knew what you wanted to say, I would be psychic, and we wouldn't have to record this show.
I offend a lot of people at Pride 48s.
Yes.
And I get naked in front of people who don't like it, and I don't get naked in front of people who do like it, and or whatever. And people don't meet me who want to meet me, and people meet me who don't want to meet me. But next year, there are going to be no more apologies.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line, 2x2 DI Plus, 229-234-7587, or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. I wasn't quite sure where you were going with that. So I'm glad I'm glad there was a point to that.
There was.
Oh, Carrie wanted to know, how long will I be in LA? I'm going to be out there for BlizzCon. So November 6th through the 11th, I think, is when I'll be there.
He'll be World of Warcrafting out.
World of Warcrafting, Disney Landing, and Magic Castling. But I will send you a
bathhousing.
No, that's I'm not going to the bathhouse. That's
suck pitting.
I'm going to the Disney. Well, it's a different kind of suck pit at Disney, really. Honestly, it is. Anyway, all right. So I think that's it. We're done. Everybody good? All right. So now I just have to wait because we have this other thing we have to do there before I can say goodnight, Chet.
Goodnight, David.